Well, commentator Victor Wishnow used to see the World Cup as just that, something for the rest of the world. But with the excitement of Team USA's opening victory, he's finally found a seat on the bandwagon. He explains it all in this week's Fans Notes.
Before Monday night's match between the U.S. and Ghana, I'd always found the World Cup just a little bit irritating, especially when I was young, before I became the cultured citizen of the world that I am today. I didn't see what was in it for me, an American from the middle of America. I mean, the World Cup was just so wonderfully, irrelevantly foreign. It was a different language. Sides wore kits and boots, played on the pitch, and held opponents to nil, to the delight of supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, Brazil have gone through. Through what? To where? A game could end in a scoreless tie, as if it had never been played at all, and that was supposed to be thrilling? I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of my best friends were soccer fans. Most of them had mullets, and they rooted for teams like Argentina and Italy. But I've always been a bit of a homer, and I couldn't see what was so beautiful about the beautiful game if it wasn't mine. Between 1950 and 1990, the United States simply wasn't part of the World Cup. And when the U.S. finally started to qualify again and then hosted the tournament in 1994, it just felt like we were having someone else's party at our place. They even let us win a game for our trouble. I figured soccer was just one of those few areas, you know, like affordable health care or math and science, where the U.S. just wasn't among the world's best. Besides, everyone knew the true football world champion is decided in the Super Bowl. But for several years now, and over a handful of cups, something has been coming, and Monday night, it may have arrived. For me, at least. This World Cup has seemed like a particularly big deal, and not only because FIFA has been caught up in match-fixing scandals, while host Brazil is facing protests against dubious cost overruns worthy of the Olympics. That just makes it more relatable. When the draw placed Team USA in an opening round with top five squads Germany and Portugal, as well as Ghana, the team that bounced the U.S. from the last two World Cups, it seemed right. Ranked 13th in the world, the Americans should hold their own in the foursome nicknamed the Group of Death. Ah, what's more American than ridiculous sports hyperbole? And whoever thought you could hear the phrase, USA looks to vanquish nemesis Ghana, and get excited? But most of all, the global affair has a local flavor. The U.S. squad features two Sporting KC stars. Matt Beisler, an Overland Park native, is a mainstay of the team's defense, while midfielder Graham Zusi arced a perfect corner kick against Ghana that produced the game-winning goal. Even one of the Cup's unofficial anthems, a cover of David Bowie's Heroes, is by Kansas City's own Janelle Monáe. Team USA made a dramatic run through the first round 4 years ago, but Monday's victory seemed to announce a new belonging. As commentator Alexi Lalas put it after the match, something that had never happened happened today, in the most American of ways. Now it's on to the next match, on Sunday afternoon, when football should be played, against a desperate Portuguese team. I'm a fan now, nope, a supporter, and I believe that we will win.
Victor Wishnow is a writer, editor, author, and sports fan. He lives in Leeward.